This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Saddle again. I'm Doug Steffen. This is actually the talk radio countdown with the members of the Good Day Gang and the DJV facility, which includes Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. This past week has seen some interesting developments in several different areas. I will go through the stories and the people, and then we'll take our time with some of the things to give you an educated, experienced overview of, we think, of some of the top issues. And you can chime in as well, following along on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. What about you? We've got a Twitter handle, don't you, Richie? What's yours?
Okay. Yeah, at Rich McFadden.
At Rich McFadden.
At Rich
really
McFadden.
Creative,
Instagram. Yeah, you know. Like that. Well, I used another name for so long, and people were like, why are you using that name? Why don't you use your own name? That's stupid. So I switched it.
But all right, no stupids here. We never knew that. Like, we never knew what it was going to be. So now we do. Yeah.
Right. And that's the reason I used a fake name, is because we were like, okay, what's this stupid thing? I'm not using my real name here.
What's this flash in the pan?
Who knew?
All right. Number 10 on the countdown, the NFL. And the action, Tom Brady, what, they're 7-1, I think, on the season. Aren't the Patriots going to win again? Is that the way it looks? You know, whoever else is playing is immaterial, apparently. Right? No other teams matter.
Richie, besides the Patriots?
Yeah, right.
I'm a Redskins fan, so they went to England so that they could tie last week, and they got to bye this week.
They were
so.
In England last week, too?
Uh-huh, with you.
Followed me.
They called me, and they said, where's Doug? We want to go hang out with him.
Good. Yeah, they were in the big city. I was not. All right, so anyway, so Jennifer, you, what's going on with that Los Angeles football franchise? I haven't followed
that
at all. Yeah.
Well, they're terrible, but so is our division, so that's the good news. And the Rams' record is 3 wins, 4 losses. So, you know, they're having an okay season, but in the rankings, they're doing pretty well. So,
really?
Yeah.
All right,
you know, so it's all about your division.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Is anybody going, are there any seats being filled in that stadium?
Yes. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Are you kidding? It's a sellout. It's a big deal. People pay $100 just to park near the Coliseum.
What?
The parking situation. See, what's happening with the Rams is that they're building a stadium right now by Hollywood Park, which is very close to LAX. And so once that stadium goes in, then there won't be this issue. But right now they're using the Coliseum in downtown LA, which is near USC. And there just isn't parking to accommodate the people that want to tailgate. So the parking
that's
is at a premium.
Nobody wants to be there, that part of town.
People pay $100 to park.
The exposition, the science, and there's a lot of stuff being built up around it.
Much like Washington, D.C., Los Angeles is a transient city. So having locals there who actually attach themselves to the team.
More and more, though, Richie. More and more of that.
Well, but what will happen is that you will get more seats filled by somebody who wants to see their home team that's in town than seats filled by the locals who are actually attached to that local
city.
But
to be fair, the Rams were there before, and so there are a lot of fans who go, oh, they're back, and now
they left
again.
Yeah.
Well, I just know a lot of celebrities who that I follow on social media, they seem to always be at Rams games, so there's definitely some sort of a draw there. Whether
all right, what about your team in New York? You're a New Yorker, Victoria. What's going on with the team?
Jets or Giants?
I'm Giants.
You're Giants, okay.
Yes.
The New York football Giants are on the air.
Boo.
I like Eli. Eli's good.
Eli's a fun guy. He's a good guy.
All right, so you're being unfair to Victoria because she hadn't been able to express herself, Reggie.
Oh, well, I don't have much to add except this year.
Yeah, okay, so number 9, there are 2 items on the countdown this week that have to do with sports because of the Cubs winning the World Series.
Amazing.
That has an item of its own. This is something that it is, what was the old curse of the Bambino? What was that? Who would that apply?
That's it.
That was for the Cubs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Harry Carey rolls over in his grave.
All about a goat, yep.
Yep. And green apples. Okay, so they're having a big celebration.
Let me tell you something. This story couldn't have played out any better. With the Indians. The Indians, if they would have played anybody else, everybody would have been rooting for the Indians because it had been so long, the whole wild thing, and Bob Uecker and just all that. But they had to get the Cubs.
Uecker does Milwaukee. What are you talking about?
He does Milwaukee, but he was
in the movie.
He was in the movie league. Just a bit outside, you know, that guy.
Yeah.
And there was a petition to have him call the game.
Yeah.
And it got like 30,000 signatures.
Yeah. But so then the Cubs end up being the team that plays the Indians, and the series was great. Game 7 was something that you've never seen. The rain delay and the two.
It was dramatic.
The two runs scored on a wild pitch. It was just, it was a crazy, crazy game that went till 1 o'clock in the morning, and the story ended perfectly.
And it was such a nice distraction from all of the divisive ugliness of the election.
So great.
Yep. Who are you voting for, whoever the player was? I'm not telling you.
The Cubs.
Yeah, I'm voting for the Cubs. The Cubs for president. All right, next up, what's going on with Brexit? We'll focus on that as our overview of the hot hits of the week here on the, well, the occasion is that we bring everybody together, and this is something that I decided to do, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago. We've had a lot of people from various programs on this program focusing on the hot hits, the countdown show. I thought, why don't I bring my own staff together from various places and pieces of information that they have, because Jennifer certainly is no stranger to all of this with her work on a local station in Los Angeles that has to do with many of the issues of the day. Richie's no stranger to this, having talked about these things for years on this program with me. Victoria has been on.
I'm just here as the token millennial.
I'm fine with that. But no, you've had good radio experience, but not talking necessarily about all of these same issues.
Right.
And so it makes it, it's a good mix, I think. That's why we're doing this. Brexit in the Focus up next here at 13 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Blue season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you're thinking about purchasing a memory foam or dial-up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customized bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Supreme Sleep System. Reverie Sleep Systems use patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Find out why Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero-gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back and legs, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101 night promise. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, you can send the bed back for a full refund. Right now, Reverie's radical new hybrid mattresses are changing the world of sleep. They combine velvety memory foam with the breathability of natural rubber, so they don't sleep hot. Call 866-882-3300 right now for our free guide to great sleep. That's 866-882-3300, or visit reverie.com.
Maybe you're not a numbers guy. Maybe you don't know the difference between pi r squared and pi r round. Doesn't matter. Proving only the Mercedes-Benz Metris Worker cargo van stacks up is a piece of cake. The Metris Worker has 57 cubic feet more cargo volume than the Ford Transit Connect long wheelbase. That's about the size of a New York City apartment these days. And if you want to talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room, you can carry three of them in the Metris Worker. With the Ford Transit Connect, the third gorilla walks. The Metris Worker has more capabilities than a Transit Connect, and with a $25,995 starting price, has a low cost of ownership. Ain't math grand? The Mercedes-Benz Metris Worker Cargo, starting at $25,995. $9.95. See your local dealer or go to mbvans.com. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model mattress worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Comparison based on publicly available vehicle specifications for the 2016 Ford Transit Connect long wheelbase.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn going through the charts from Talkers Magazine. The items of interest, top 10, were at number 8. Which is about Brexit. I was in England for the past 10 days. There's lots of buzz about what will happen as a result of Brexit. It's going to take a couple of years, and now it looks like the courts in England are getting in the way of Ms. May, the new prime minister, getting the Brexit thing going. The Brexit thing is basically about immigration. The largest cities being London, Birmingham, and Manchester overrun with immigrants from the Middle East, and they've always had a large immigrant population, especially in London. Not so much in the northern cities, but London has had lots of immigrants ever since I've been going to England since the 70s. And you see, a lot of it's just like it's accepted because it's part of the internationalism of London. But when you see all of these people, they're obviously strangers. They don't fit in, and they're trying to survive, and they don't have any money.
They don't assimilate,
so
right?
No, they don't assimilate at all. And they're getting jobs. It's the same impact that we've seen or heard or talked about here with the immigrants coming from South America or from Mexico and taking jobs. This is the same feeling. That's why people are so... It would be good, and I say this as a sort of reflection, we go down the pike to the presidential race, the real issues for most of us aren't what's being trumped, if you'll pardon the pun, by the news media, whether Hillary tells the truth or she doesn't, or Donald Trump is a lech. That isn't really reflective of where their policies are. And so it's hard to dismiss both of those things, for sure. For me, it is anyway. But the other side of it is, I want to know what they're going to do as the problem continues to escalate with not only the number of immigrants that are coming into our country, but how much it's costing us to have them here and how we roll over backwards to take care of people who are doing us harm. Not all of them. Many of them are contributors. And that's the other crazy thing about our immigration policy. After September 11th, they passed that stupid Patriot Act, which basically requires that if you come over here from some country and you're a good student, you get your way through school, graduate, and you want to stay here, you can't. They don't want you to stay because you're from some questionable country.
The axis of evil, right?
Yeah. So
the thing is, though, with refugees, this is so ridiculously overblown. Refugees are supposed to be primarily women and children who have been displaced by civil war. Men who are of able-bodied age, like in their 20s and their 30s, are supposed to be fighting said war. Yep. So we should not even be having this discussion about men being involved when they make up 50% of the refugee population.
That's a great point. What a great point.
It's so absolutely ridiculous how this has become such a joke. This has become a ticket for people to get to other places. And look, I feel sorry for these people, but if we're going to call them refugees, they should be women, and they should be children, and they should be older males who can no longer fight. And they should also be under UN regulations. They should be put into the place nearest to their homeland so that they can actually be where people speak the same language and have the same traditions. They should not be put in the middle of Detroit.
Them. There haven't been three people go to Saudi Arabia from all this. They're all coming.
Saudi Arabia has refugee tents and encampments open and ready. I mean, they have just vacant, brand new refugee camps that are sitting vacant because they don't want them, and nobody in the world is pressuring Saudi Arabia to take them.
So why do they even have the camps?
Such a joke. Exactly.
Which is for looks. I mean, I agree with you, Jen. I mean, it would be the equivalent of if we had some refugee crisis here as Americans, and instead of going to Canada, where everybody
we go to Egypt
speaks our language and kind of looks like us, we would be sent to some like Pakistan or something. It makes no sense.
It's unbelievable to me that no one calls this out. I get why people are frustrated here. I get why people are frustrated in England. They don't want to be told how many of these people they have to accommodate.
You haven't been to Los Angeles lately, Victoria. There's plenty of Pakistanis wandering around the streets there. Hey. All right, is that prejudice? Did I sound like a prejudice jerk?
Yes. Well, you know.
Right. So it's 21.
Welcome back.
20, yeah, exactly. 21, I'm so happy to be back. 21 after.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Somebody tell us the time, please.
It's 23 minutes past the hour.
Thank you very much.
Like Chrissy couldn't have just said it's 23 past the hour.
My swatch is broken.
It's 24 past the hour.
Oh, there he is, Mr. TikTok.
Yeah,
TikTok. Okay, so the Middle Eastern situation, we've sort of been talking about that. I don't want to overdo the only interesting thing about Russia this week, which is number 6 on the countdown, is Steven Seagal became a Russian citizen.
Really?
What a loss to America.
That is so funny.
Yeah, he and Putin are big friends. They go to all kinds of martial arts conventions.
They can ride horseback topless together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're naked horseback riders.
Right.
Yeah.
Seagal looks really weird. Looks like he's painted up all the time. His hair is this, you know, that plastic black, and his eyebrows are all black and bushy. And he looks
if
like
I were
somebody,
you and his new BFF is Putin, I'd just say that he looks very handsome.
Would you? Right. You think I'm intimidated by the likes of that? For heaven's sakes, Jennifer.
I think you look very handsome, Mr. Seagal.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Might I say.
Okay, number 5 on the countdown is the price. I'm going to leave this to Richie because he loves to get off on this one.
What's that?
The announcement that was made of how the premiums are going to go up to the point where, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, there will be, I am making this prediction, as the new president gets into office and the new Congress gets to work, the number one thing, when people see what their premiums are going to be for next year, they haven't seen them yet, they will be apoplectic. This whole thing, the Affordable Health Care Act, good idea in basic terms, giving insurance or making sure people have available insurance so that they can cover the problems they may have health-wise. But this thing was so roundly and soundly misthought because the lobbyists for the insurance industry basically took over and
now they hate it. And now they're all bailing on it.
Right.
Yeah.
that. They're all now running from cover.
300 and some companies in the exchange. Now there's only like 140.
Yeah.
They're all
going down.
This, you know what? I'm not worried about it anymore. This thing is collapsing. It's imploding.
Well, but it's not. And we shouldn't say it doesn't matter with satisfaction.
No.
Because it was a good idea.
It will force them to rethink how they did it, and maybe it'll get done right. But it doesn't matter whether Hillary wins or Donald wins. It's imploding from the inside out, and somebody's going to need to manage it. Yeah. And I will tell you, we are just redoing our insurance for the next year. Every year, this is a massive project for us here at the radio network, come September, October, to figure out how we're going to get our new plan for the year and not raise everybody's prices by $400.
Yeah.
And we did it this year by raising everybody's deductibles by about $5,000 in order to keep their premiums low, and the company covers the deductibles.
Oh, that's a good idea. Well, that's actually kind of smart. I mean, it's too bad.
It's the only way.
But you figure you're banking on keeping the premiums low is going to be cheaper. How often are you going to have to do the deductible?
Right. Well, you might get one or two people who blow past their deductibles.
I mean, you have to do this too, Jen, because you're a business owner as well.
Yeah, we don't, actually, because we are exempt from the Obamacare restrictions. So we kind of deal with our employee insurance stuff on a one-off basis, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the deal with Obamacare. They wanted it to fail. It was set up to fail. It was never set up to be successful. The idea was that Obama was trying to do a single-payer system. He was trying to do socialism, but he knew the American people would not accept that. So this was the first step in that direction, to try to make all of these promises, which were some of the biggest political lies in history, saying if you love your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Boom.
Premiums aren't going to go up. That was all bullpucky.
Yeah.
And you know what? Him sitting out there last week going, most people's premiums haven't gone up. For most of the people, they're getting...
Right.
Well, it's the silver. If you're silver
that
and above,
be
it's gone
issue,
up.
Yeah. That should be the issue. Well, one of the issues they're talking about, the presidential race, is still this other bunkum that means nothing. 28 past the hour here.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out. Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Okay, the first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vetrasa. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vetrasa glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a million-dollar office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch-resistant. Stylish. Vetrasa glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vetrasa.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vetrasa.com.
Use the discount code CHAIR to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vetrasa.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 100 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
If you're thinking about purchasing a memory foam or dial-up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customized bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Supreme Sleep System. Reverie Sleep Systems use patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Find out why Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero-gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back and legs, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night promise. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, you can send the bed back for a full refund. Right now, Reverie's radical new hybrid mattresses are changing the world of sleep. They combine velvety memory foam with the breathability of natural rubber, so they don't sleep hot. Call 866-882-3300 right now for our free guide to great sleep. That's 866-882-3300. Or visit Reverie.com.
Express yourself by talking to the radio, not at the radio, but to the radio, about what we're discussing here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, going through the charts from Talkers Magazine, the hot hits in News Talk Radio for the past week. We're up to number four, which is a focus on voter fraud. And I'll give you the best example I can. Well, there are a couple of different ways of looking at this. I got a kick out of seeing that a lot of voters signing up for the wrong party in the, in California especially, where there are a lot of interesting characters, Demi Moore, Emma Stone, Sugar Ray Leonard, among others, who signed up. They became what they thought were independent party members, but in fact, they signed up for the old George Wallace American Independent Party, which is still on the books in California.
It is. So, and Trump's a candidate for American Independent, which is strange.
Say that again?
Trump is the candidate for the American Independent Party.
He is?
Yeah. Trump is the candidate in California for the Republican and the American Independent Party.
How'd that happen?
Huh. I don't know, actually. It's just they, for whatever reason, I don't think they had anybody to run, so they just chose
him. Just put him in? Really?
Right.
Oh. I don't want to affect his chances of California vote as much
Correct.
As anyway.
He could be on the ballot 94 times, and it would still not work for
difference.
Him.
So here's an example of how this works and why fraud, the voter fraud problem, is as big as it is. We were just talking about illegal immigrants and the fact that many of them will be voting as somebody else. It's just the way it is. In many states, I have the ability to vote in four states if I want to. I know the...
Allegedly.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean allegedly? I'm admitting.
Just trying to protect you.
That's a, why? Why try to the
because
the system?
Somebody's going to show up to the polls in four different states as Doug Seven and vote on your behalf.
Mm. Well, but if they do, that just more or less. Well, they can't in Arizona and Florida because I have a card. They have the, you got to have a card at least when you go to vote. It doesn't have a picture, but you have to have a card. In Massachusetts, you don't have to. California, you don't have to. You just show up.
I don't think I showed anything in New York. I offered.
No, New York, you don't have to either.
In Virginia, my next door neighbor is the polling person when I show up at my polling place.
Right.
And she still has to ask for my ID, even though she has lived right next door to me for 12 years. I love it.
Yeah.
She's like, sorry, I got to ask for your ID. I'm like, are you kidding? Here.
No. Yeah. So there's that, plus this continuing focus every time there's an election on voter fraud, or, I'm sorry, not voter fraud, but tampering with the equipment, not having the equipment prepared, not having enough people at
the Russians are hacking in.
Oh, come on. When you why do we put up with this crap? This is, these people are being paid by the taxpayers to do a job that happens once a year in most jurisdictions, if even that, and they still can't get it right. And now there are lawyers all over the place, American Civil Liberties Union. You know, there were some of these organizations that were taxpayer-supported were not going to put lawyers out there because they don't have any money. So now special interest groups will have lawyers around looking to see, you know, how far the sign is away from the voting place and all of that nonsense, instead of checking to see who's voting. I would want to have a lawyer stand behind, I don't know if you can do this, up to the city clerk or the town clerk, I guess, because they run the elections. I'd like to have a lawyer stand behind and be able to question people when they come in. If somebody says, my name is Ralph Logos, Well, I mean, and you look like you, you don't look Italian, whatever that means. You don't look the part. You know, maybe I'm using that as an exaggerated example, but you know what I'm saying. You know, if Victoria Keelan comes in and Victoria Keelan.
Bob Smith.
Well,
hi, I'm Bob Smith and I'd like to vote.
Yeah. It just, but we laugh about this stuff, and it becomes jokes on the late night shows. But it's serious business.
Oh, it happens.
Yes, of course it happens.
Mm-hmm.
It happens everywhere. And so you question whether whoever wins for the House or the Senate in your district, or even the presidency, because that's mired with all kinds of problems, the Electoral College, and I mean, this the whole thing is a mess. And why we continue, we say the same things. I've been talking on the radio for God knows how long, since 1974. And so that my first election was Gerald Ford that I talked about on the air. And the questions were the same then. That was, what, 40, 30 years ago? Let's see, 86, 96, 2000. That's 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And the issues are still the same.
Well, but the division is greater because there's a 24-hour news cycle, because there's social media for people to bully each other, because the politicians on both sides have gamed us into making this a team sport while they're all out drinking scotch together and smoking cigars at night.
Yeah.
It's pretty, you know, and I think, gosh, that's what makes it so difficult, is like everybody is so angry.
Megyn Kelly wore on the interview.
Yeah, I mean, everybody is so angry
social
at everybody
media
else.
Has changed everything. We are
stuff.
All
well,
these cowards get up there and they post things on their keyboard in their private little space that they wouldn't dare say to a human face to face because they don't have the guts, or they are too polite face to face. And it has changed the whole way that we do this whole process. And it's
Well, I mean,
be nice
top,
on social media, please.
The top three elements on the list this week are the races for the House and the Senate, Hillary Clinton and her emails, and the presidential race and Donald Trump. If you look at the list of people, Julian Assange.
He's alive.
On the list. Vladimir Putin was in the list this week because of Steven Seagal becoming
a citizen.
Bill Clinton's on the list. Donna Brazile.
How you doing?
Oh, my God. What a phony baloney. Oof. Unbelievable. She is up to her Mickey in this thing.
Yeah.
And nobody's hanging her out to dry.
Not yet.
She got booted from, what was it, CNN?
CNN,
right?
But they she should have been booted from CNN when she became the head of the DNC, by
yes.
the way.
Yes.
The fact that she is still, I mean, this just shows you.
The arrogance.
I mean, when you're in this circle, like, they dump out Debbie Wasserman Schultz for being in the tank for Hillary.
Give her a job in the tank.
Then they bring in Donna Brazile, who is giving questions. I mean, could you imagine if that had happened with Reince Priebus and Donald Trump? If Reince was giving Trump questions in the debate, are you kidding me? It would be a firestorm.
What kind of name is Reince?
It sounds very German to me.
Yeah, it does.
Reince.
Third Reich.
Reince.
Perfect for Trump, because he's just like Hitler, according to everybody. Anyway.
I would get to Trump to the president.
That's what the Brits were telling me, by the way.
Start your lockstep.
I had my conversation in England with people. They want to know two things from Americans when they see him.
Are you voting for Trump?
Who are you voting for? No, not.
And what's with Reince Priebus' name?
Yeah, but then.
Oh, don't mention the Germans to the Brits. Ooh,
no,
still
but then they start talking about. Then they equate Trump, many of them, to Hitler. And what will happen in Europe if Trump is the new president? That
kind
of stuff.
So ridiculous, by
it
the
is.
Way.
It's, oh it is. Gosh. It's patently. It is not inane, it's inane, but it's ignorance. There's just so much ignorance.
And that's powerful. To call someone Hitler, you need to take responsibility for why you're calling them Hitler, and it's not just something to be thrown around.
Nobody takes responsibility for anything.
Come on.
No, they don't, because we have the social media.
Just say things.
Hide behind anything on social media. Okay, we'll pause for a moment, go through the people list. Well, let's see. Well, let's finish it. Uma Abedin is at number 6. Anthony Weiner is at 5. I wonder what's going on in that conversation between Hillary and Uma, because Weiner's laptop, they got
rehab.
The 16,000. Yeah, he's in sex rehab, but they took his computer. That's where they were Comer, or whatever his name is. That's where the FBI found all those emails.
Wouldn't it be great if they found out that Anthony Weiner was sending sexual texts to Hillary Clinton?
I don't even put that in the universe. We just can't take more.
The conspiracy theories is that there was some sort of pedophilia ring. Ugh. I don't know.
With Weiner?
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
It's not surprising. Oh, yeah.
What's that going to do with Hillary?
Disgusting.
Well, that she would have been aware of it. And
well, here's what I saw on the plane going over. When did I go? When I went over on whatever it was, a week ago, I watched on the plane a video prepared by the, I'm not sure if it was Republican Committee or whether it was the Trump people, but it links Abedin.
Oh yeah, I saw
this. Did you see it?
Yeah.
To Hillary Clinton and to her father and her mother, who runs some kind of really weird anti-American.
She was born here in the States, moved to Saudi Arabia when she was 2, and moved back here when she was 18.
Her parents have connection to the Muslim Brother.
Her parents run the schools in Saudi Arabia for the mother Muslim Brotherhood and her brother. Yeah. So this video goes through and just connects her the Saudi money going through the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of tinfoil hat stuff, but it makes you go, huh.
Yeah, it does. It's a little exaggerated, but it does give you cause to think. It does, actually. That's true. All right, 44 past the hour here.
The easiest decision you'll make all week is to shop Kohl's this weekend, because Kohl's will give you tax break savings with an extra 10% off and an extra $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Everyone gets Kohl's cash, too. Plus, shop late Friday or early Saturday and take an extra 15% off jeans for the family. Already on sale. Stack the savings and save even more this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 11/4 through 11/6. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine. Hi, it's washing machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting. Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
This MultiView Special Report is brought to you by Kraft Heinz. When we think of fall, we think of indulging in rich and flavorful meals, sides, drinks, and desserts. But as the temperatures drop and the holidays approach, our busy calendars begin filling up, leaving us with little time to think about preparing dinner. The solution? Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Stovetop Stuffing Mix has been America's favorite stuffing for more than 40 years. If it's not stovetop, it's not Thanksgiving. For stress-free stuffing, choose Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Each box contains everything you need, including vegetables, seasonings, herbs, spices, and breadcrumbs packed with flavor. Unlike traditional stuffing, Stovetop Stuffing Mix can be prepared on the stove, in a pot, or even in the microwave. It's perfect for sharing with the whole family. Talk about your perfect side. It's ready for the table in just 5 minutes. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit craftrecipes.com/stovetop.
Okay, the first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vetrasa. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vetrasa glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a million-dollar office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch-resistant. Stylish. Vetrasa glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vetrasa.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vetrasa.com.
Use the discount code CHAIR to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vetrasa.com.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
48 past the hour now as the Good Day Gang and the DJV folks, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Rich McFadden, overviewing the stories and the people on the charts this week. I'll tell you the number one thing for me. I go back and forth, but as I nose around a little bit and try to find the issues that push my buttons, the death tax is the number one thing. If we got immigration problems over there, taxes in general. But as a dairy farmer, owner of some substantive land that would be forfeited if I were to croak tomorrow, I don't have enough cash to pay what it would cost for my family to negotiate through whatever whatever my obligations would be as a dead person. Because when you're dead, you still have obligations to the feds. And the Internal Revenue Service has started a proposal, and this has got to be hung on Hillary Clinton. And if you see this kind of stuff, and these people run away from it. But there is a bill now that Obama started quietly to amend the tax law so that family farmers and ranchers would not have the exemption to transfer their farm operations to the next generation without going through the death tax. This has been a big issue with farmers for years. It was modified, and now if you're a farm operator over 65 and you're not asking your candidate, whether it's for the House, the Senate, or for President, what their position is on the death tax as it relates to you, you're out of your mind, because your family will never see, won't be able to keep that land under the proposal from Obama. It's 10 minutes for the hour here.
Thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
There's a good memory or two or three or four. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man, Movie News Time, with predictions as to what will do well at the box office this weekend, what will be coming out. It's Ralph Macchio's birthday today, thus the music from Karate Kid. What is he, in the mid-50s, Chuck, or how old is he?
55 today.
55. Yep.
Ralph Macchio is 55. Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, doesn't look a day over 25.
Amazing. He's 1 year younger than Doug.
Thank you very much, Chuck.
You're welcome.
One of the our editors that works here at the network, she grew up in New York and was best friends with his daughter and knows him really well. Yeah. And she tells the story about when they were 14 or 15 years old, people would come to them and say, your dad is such an... And the girl was like, no, he's just my friend's dad. They never realized...
Who he was
or yeah. Never even thought about it. And then as they get older to be adults, they kind of realize all of the movies that we all grew up with that he's a big part of.
Yeah. Very cool.
I mean, he did his claim to fame, obviously, is Karate Kid 1, 2, and 3. He also was in My Cousin Vinny with Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
And he did a movie called Teachers in 1984, same year Karate Kid came out with Nick Nolte. Do you remember that film? I like that movie.
And you know, one that I'll always remember is the guitar one, Crossroads, where he goes down and does the Delta Blues and sells his soul to the devil.
Yeah, he did that too.
A great movie.
You know, it's very interesting. I was on the plane coming back the other night from England. I was watching an hour-and-a-half documentary that was done by Leonard Nimoy's son about him and his character and what he did in his career. It was fascinating.
Good?
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
It really was. And you know how it was paid for? It was
a
Kickstarter.
It was a Kickstarter. I read that.
Yeah. And at the end, they give credit. They list everybody. There were like 4,000 people that gave money to get this thing done, and they listed them all in the credits. It was really, but the story of Leonard Nimoy and his career is it's really fantastic, viewer. If you get a chance to see it, you ought to. And meanwhile, a Chinese company has bought Dick Clark Productions. What that means to what you'll see on the big screen and the small screen in a moment. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here also giving us what the big movies will be for this weekend. Stand by for that here.
So my wife orders me Harry's shaving set.
Something had to be done.
All right, I admit it. I tend to use the same blade. A lot. It's not that I'm cheap.
Well...
Do you know how much razors cost?
It's ridiculous.
Right. So it arrives and I have to say, pleasantly surprised. The razor itself is high quality. It feels good in the hand, well balanced, not cheap. Oh, and the blades are top quality. Harry's owns the factory in Germany where they manufacture them. And the shaving gel...
It smells incredible.
Yeah, but I like it because, well, my neck is,
sensitive.
Right. But with Harry's, I'm getting a comfortable shave for half the price of the leading five-blade brand.
And when he needs more blades, they're shipped right to the house.
So, yeah, I definitely recommend Harry's. Why wouldn't you?
Try Harry's free trial set yourself. Your trial set includes a razor with one of their quality blades and foaming shave gel for free when you sign up. Just cover shipping. As a bonus for radio customers, get a free post-shave balm with code 1166 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 1166 at checkout to claim your offer.
All right, 57 after the hour now with Chuck Curry going through the first. Let's go through the list first of the movies that are coming out this weekend. Then let's go back to this Chinese story first.
Sure. Box office is going to get a lot more high profile. Theater owners should be a lot more pleased with the product coming out. Marvel's Doctor Strange opens nationwide. You had another superhero from Disney. Marvel, it's getting good reviews, and it's tracking at a very solid $85 million opening weekend. It appears Marvel can do no wrong, and Doug, the public is not getting tired yet of superhero movies, as this one's tracking very well. Also opening Mel Gibson's World War II movie, Hacksaw Ridge, which is getting really good reviews, but you could tell by the tracking this one's going to pull in more of an adult-oriented audience and much less box office, tracking at around a $16 million opening.
Too violent
opening
for me. I don't know.
Weekend. I'm going to go see both of them this weekend, and also DreamWorks animated Trolls with the voice of Justin Timberlake,
right,
and Anna
Did you
Kendrick.
See last week the yeah. Tom Hanks movie, the third in the installment of
Inferno?
Yeah. What was that? Any good?
I had no interest in it, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. All right, so what are we doing? The Chinese buying of Dick Clark
Productions. The Dalian Wanda Group for $1 billion is buying Dick Clark Productions, which runs the Golden Globes, the Academy Awards, the Country Music Awards, the Dick Clark Rockin' New Year's Eve, blah, blah, blah. And they also own a bunch of movie companies now.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Justice Department has been asked to review it because they're worried that the Chinese are now buying this to try and influence how our media is and our views of China in general.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the other day it was announced that there's going to be a CUF, if you watch that movie Escape Plan with Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger a few years ago.
Yeah.
It did tepid box office here, but the movie made enough money in China, they're going to do Escape Plan 2 simply because it made money in China. It's a huge market.
Yeah, a very interesting movie as well.
Everybody start taking Chinese classes.
There we go. Enjoy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.